So I don't just like listening to music with a socially conscious message. I like to talk about these things as well. And I do so on the Earnest Thoughts podcast. The Earnest Thoughts podcast is a weekly podcast just like this one, where I talk about social issues going on within the world, going on within the United States, life in general, pretty much everything that's outside of music specifically, because I have this wonderful podcast for that. So if you want to hear my thoughts on anything outside of the music, check out the Earnest Thoughts podcast. You can check that podcast out and subscribe to it on the same platforms you're listening to this podcast. I appreciate your listening.
What up, y'all? It's your man Earnest, or You Love Earnest, here with another impromptu-ish, I guess, episode of the My Two Cents podcast. So I just wanted to share my thoughts on Jay-Z's comments at the Grammys. What is it, the 64th Grammys? I don't keep up with that stuff, to be honest with you. I didn't even watch the Grammys. This is not like a Grammy breakdown episode or what say you. I stopped watching the Grammys a long, long time ago, to be honest with you. So I think sometime before this podcast or right around when I started doing this podcast. But anyways, we're not here to talk about my Grammy view in history. We're here to talk about my thoughts on Jay-Z's comments. So for those who don't know, Jay-Z, while he was accepting an award at the Grammys two nights ago, from when I'm recording this, the Dr. Dre Impact Award, I believe that's what it's called. He was accepting that award, and he took that time to discuss his wife, Beyonce, and how he feels that she has been railroaded by the Grammys for Album of the Year time and time again, every time she was nominated for one, and she never won one. I am not going to break down the totality of his comments. I am going to paraphrase it. I mean, you can see the video clips and watch them and stuff. So it's not like it's difficult to find this speech. But I will, you know, share my thoughts on it. He pretty much said that... One, he said, you know, a lot of the people who are nominated for the awards didn't even deserve it, which I personally agree with. But, you know, let's move on. Let's move on from that. He also brought up stats about Beyonce, how she has won the most Grammys in history, in the history of the Grammys. And in 64 years, to my belief, it's been around for 64 years, but to the 64 years that it's been around, over you know, a decade, you know, let's just say decade long thing, she has won the most. Now, the most being, she's won the most Grammys anyone has ever won was 38 Grammys, and again, that goes to Beyonce. I just did the math. That roughly translates to about, and she was nominated about 88 times, by the way. She has a total of 88 nominations. She's won 38 out of those 88 nominations. That rounds out to about 43%. So that's her success rate at winning something at the Grammys. I bring all this up not because I'm a math nerd, far from it, but it will go into somewhat of a point that I'm going to make in a few moments or so. But again, she's won the most, but she's never won Album of the Year. And Jay-Z's statement was pretty much, how is that possible? How does that logically and statistically make sense? That someone who has won the most Grammys in the history of music, in the history of just the Grammys, has never won the Album of the Year category. Statistically, it does bring up a sound argument. I will say this. I'll start off this like I start off with my music reviews, whether I agree or, you know, whatever the case is. I'll start off with the pros, I guess, with what Jay-Z said. I don't think he said anything wrong. I don't think he did per se anything wrong. Him taking that moment to stick up for his wife, that's an honorable action. I can't be against that at all. Whether I agreed with the statement or not, which again, statistically, I agree with what he was saying. He also brought up the fact prior to him bringing up the stats, he brought up how subjective music is and how art subjective art is. I bring that up because all you sensitive artists who get mad at me for having an opinion about music, meanwhile, Jay-Z seems to understand the importance of subjectivity. He understands what subjectivity is. He understands that when you put out art, no matter who you are, you could be a Beyonce or a Jay-Z, whoever, that people are going to have their varying opinions about it. I just wanted to give him a shout out for that, because that's something I've been championing ever since I started this podcast, was just subjectivity. That's what this is. It's just me sharing my opinions because I have the right to do so. And shout out to Jay for being an artist of his stature, for understanding that. Whereas other artists who are, you know, they're big or, you know, they're smaller, they don't seem to understand that, though. You know, and yes, that's a jab at, you know, some folks because they wanted to rekindle some weird problem they have with me, but it is what it is, you know? Jay-Z understands what subjectivity is. Or at least he at least acknowledged it, that he understands what subjectivity is. So why can't you? Shout out to Jesus Martinez, by the way. This is kind of off topic, and I meant to do this at the beginning, but I'm going to do it now. Jesus Martinez, I did the review for their EP yesterday, literally. Well, not yesterday, but, you know, I dropped the episode yesterday is what I'm saying. And, you know, Mike Martinez of the group, he showed love and support for my review of the EP. And that's all I ask of, you know, artists who are going to listen to anybody, artists, fans, or whatever. Be as respectful about your thoughts about my review, or just your thoughts about me in general, as I am respectful about my thoughts about your music. And he was very respectful and stuff, and I just have to give him a shout out, because if I could bring up the Arrested Developments of the world and all the, you know, or the few other fans and stuff that didn't quite respond back positively to something I said about the music and give them a big FU, then I could also give a big praise and thank you for the artists who understand subjectivity and who understand what respect is at the end of the day when it comes to opinions. So shout out to Jesus Martinez. Jesus Martinez will continue to get reviews from me simply because of that. And I've said this in the past about any artist, whether you will like my review or not, you favor my review or not, whether I like your project or not, if you respond positively to my review or just anybody else's review, you're always going to get support from me. Well, not always, because you might mess that up. You might do something to mess it up. But there is a guarantee that your next project is going to get a listen and a review from me. And Jay-Z is the same way. I reviewed 444, and that was his last album. You're going to have to do some scrolling, because we know that was a long time ago, but I reviewed that album, so go check that review out if you know, want to check it out, know my thoughts. But Jay-Z simply just acknowledging he understands what subjectivity is. That warrants another review from me for Jay-Z. It don't take much for me to say, you know what? I like the attitude you have. I'm going to support you based off of that. I might not be the biggest fan of you. I might be the biggest fan of you, but your attitude is the reason as to why I'm giving you another review. Free promotion, by the way. Streams for your music, by the way. Purchase for your music, by the way. Things that benefit the artists. All I ask is that you be respectful about my thoughts, because I do my damnedest to be respectful when I am sharing my thoughts about the music. So that was kind of off topic, but back to this topic here. He mentions all of that, and as I stated before, statistically, it does make sense. Statistically, I would agree to an extent. But again, Jay-Z, you brought up the aspect of subjectivity. Also, I don't think that Beyonce winning the most Grammys should mean an automatic win in the album of the year category. And this is coming from someone who loves Beyonce's albums. I've said this plenty of times on here before. I've had her albums on my favorites of, you know, for the year, whenever they dropped, whatever the album. I do have albums that I like more than others, but she has more albums that I enjoy than I wouldn't even say there are albums from Beyonce I don't enjoy, honestly. There are some albums I'm like, eh, on. And then there are some albums I'm like, this is amazing. And when I say, eh, it's not, it's more of a, this is okay. I'm going to put it that way. Not an eh, but this is okay, but because I've heard better. So would I love for Beyonce to win an album of the year at any award show? Absolutely. Am I going to hold the Grammys or any other award, music award show, in the MTV or BET? Am I going to hold anybody else's opinion about who wins the album of the year or who wins this, who wins that? Am I going to, speaking of my man Mike Martinez, he just sent me a message on IG. So I'm definitely going to read that, you know, after I stop doing this. But anyways, am I going to hold the opinions of these other platforms higher than my own? To be honest with you, no. And this has been my thing with these award shows, and hence why I actually stopped watching them. Now, even when I was watching them, I still didn't hold their opinion higher than my own. I wasn't looking at who they thought deserved certain awards and thinking to myself, well, I wouldn't give that person an award. There is something there, or I believe this person deserves to win and they didn't win. So does that mean my music tastes suck or there's something wrong with me? No. My mind never went there. I was watching those award shows purely for the entertainment factor, because at some point in time in life, they were entertaining to me. Also, if I knew there were artists that I was a fan of that got nominated for certain things, I wanted to see if they would possibly win. Simple as that. So, you know, that was the thing for me. But Jay-Z has gone, and as much as I agree with the stance that he took, this is going to sound weird. It's like, do you agree or disagree with him? So I'm going to say this. I have no problem. Let me put it that way. I think I'm wearing it wrong. This is impromptu. Like I said, this ain't scripted. I didn't write down notes of what I wanted to talk about. This is going based off the top of the head, freestyle, right? You know, but I don't disagree with his approach at all. Not one bit. I don't agree with their actions, but I disagree with what he said, not because, again, statistically it was wrong or whatever. I don't think that that should warrant anybody a album of the year simply because they got most awards. It just so happened that Beyonce, yes, has the most awards in Grammy history, most wins, you know, in Grammy history. It also happens to be that none of those 38 awards that she has won out of her 88 nominations were Album of the Year. Now, I believe she will win more awards, and I do believe that eventually she will get Album of the Year, but I don't think it's going to be one that the Grammys actually, you know, believe that she deserves. I believe it's going to be a giveaway award, a participation award, some might call. And the term I'm going to use is the Shut Up Nigga Award. It's not going to mean much. It's not going to mean anything at all when Beyonce gets Album of the Year simply because of what Jay-Z did two nights ago. Why do I say that? Well, I don't think the Grammys, they're not going to want to be painted as either racist or sexist, because the last black woman to win the Album of the Year award at the Grammys was Lauryn Hill for The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, and that was in 1999. So it's been 25 years since a black woman has won the Album of the Year award at the Grammys. Now, some of us might look at that and we're like, we've known plenty of black female artists who've made great albums, whether it be Beyonce or somebody else, within that 25-year span, and thought this album deserved to be Album of the Year. Heck, some of us might have nominated, made our own list, right? I haven't been doing the My Two Cents podcast for 25 years. I can tell you that right now. It's not like the long-standing podcast, no. It arrived, or it was born in 2017. So now, not nearly 20 years, just almost approaching 10 years, but not even 10 years have I been doing this. But nonetheless, within my over 25 years of listening to music, I can absolutely say that not only Beyonce, but other black women musicians have made albums that I felt were really great, that it should have been the Album of the Year. Ain't no question. So if I was in charge of the Grammys, Beyonce would not have been the only person that I would have awarded, or the only black woman I would have awarded Album of the Year. You have my girl Leanne LaHavis, who put out a phenomenal project with herself titled after her name, Leanne LaHavis, a phenomenal project. That could have been Album of the Year. Solange Knowles could have had Album of the Year. Janelle Monáe with Dirty Computer could have had Album of the Year, in my opinion. And these are just four black women that I'm not only a fan of, but I truly felt within the 25 plus year span of me listening to music. But if we're talking from 1999 to right now, 2024, what is that, 25 years? So within the 25-year span, if we're talking about that, absolutely, you can say Beyonce deserved that once over. Other women, as I've named, Leanne LaHavis, Janelle Monáe.
other Black women deserved that that feat right now, and others that I might be forgetting. So I get it. I get naming that aspect, but I am of the mindset of not begging these white institutions to acknowledge our artists, our greats. I've said this on here. This is subject matters that I typically talk about on the Earnest Thoughts podcast. But I've talked about it on here as well, especially when it pertains to the music. I'm not looking for white approval or non-Black approval when it comes to the music that I like, when it comes to who I believe is great and isn't great, or whatever the case is. I'm not looking at these award shows and valuing their opinions to such a degree to where I get upset when somebody who I believe is great doesn't get an award that I believe they should have gotten. And my thing with Jay-Z is he said this on 444 and he said this during interviews. He's supposedly on some tip of Black empowerment, right? So is Beyonce. A lot of that Black empowerment talk, at least from Jay's point of view when he's talking about it, during interviews and during 444, was about Black folks building their own. It was about Black folks coming together and saying, you know what? We don't need these institutions. We have the wealth. We have the power. We have the influence to do all of this ourselves. And that was a big part of why I loved that album. I just gave away my thoughts about it. But again, you want to know more of my thoughts, hit me up. Or, you know, you could DM me on IG. My Instagram is in the description box below, the official Instagram for the My Two Cents podcast. Hit me up there. You just simply ask for it and I'll do the hard work for you. I'll scroll, find the episode and share that episode link to you. It's no sweat off me. I just appreciate you wanting to listen to it so I can do that, I guess, that heavy lifting, you know, if that is the case. But that was part of the message that he said on that album. And again, during interviews and just discussions with Jay-Z and stuff, and points of views he's made himself. So if that's how you truly feel, why are you then acting shocked and surprised or, you know, upset in a way that your wife is not being recognized by this white institution when you have it in your mind, or at least you made it clear on an album and other places that you understand how these places operate and how you want Black artists and Black folks to move, especially because you understand how these establishments, these non-Black owned establishments, operate. Sooner or later, everybody, not just musicians, but everybody, the people who are upset about this situation, everybody's going to have to take a stance and be clear about the stance. Do you want to beg white folks to give you awards that are going to feel meaningless? Because I'm going to straight up say it. Beyonce will get Album of the Year, and it's going to feel meaningless to me because it's going to feel like a Shut Up Nigga award. And what I mean by that is it's just the Grammys giving her an award because of what Jay said, so they cannot look racist or sexist and just say, okay, you got your Album of the Year. Now shut the fuck up, nigga. That's just as blunt as it's going to get, because that's exactly what it's going to be. And a musician like Beyonce, that is a tarnish to her, a caliber of a entertainer, a being like Beyonce. Beyonce doesn't deserve Shut Up Nigga awards. Beyonce deserves awards that she is going to get simply because she truly deserved those awards. And I'm not saying that the album of the year awards that she did not win, she didn't deserve it. As I stated before, I would have given her that award more than once. But there are other black women that I could think of as well that would have gotten that award at least once, if not twice or more. So she's not the only one. But my thing is, I'm not going to give people awards simply because they're black, simply because they're a woman, simply because it's been a long time since a black person or a black woman or a black man or, you know, a gay person or whatever. It's the first time or the longest time since someone of a specific demographic has gotten an award for that. To me, it feels better to actually get the reward. If you're going to value these other institutions, I'd rather you get the reward, continue putting the work in, continue showing these folks how undeniably good you are, how undeniably great you are, and give them no choice but to give you the award. That's why I was so happy when I saw Killer Mike get his rewards, get his clean sweep. Now, I have my thoughts about the album, Michael. I shared my thoughts on that. Again, you can go listen to those thoughts. And again, if you don't want to do the scrolling, just DM me on Instagram and I will share that link to you. No problem. But despite my thoughts on his album, I was proud to see that Killer Mike. One, I'm still a fan of Killer Mike. That's number one. Number two, I was proud to see that he didn't need to take this approach of begging the Grammys or trying to guilt trip them into giving him awards. He just kept creating the art that he creates. He kept doing him. He kept going along. He kept valuing himself. He kept showing them how undeniably great he is to the point where they felt that he deserved all three of the awards that he was nominated for. That's exactly how Beyonce and others should move. You could think Beyonce is greater than Killer Mike as far as stature and celebrity and artistry and all this other stuff. And I wouldn't say you're too far off. They're two totally different artists. But nonetheless, if we're talking about fame and stuff, I get it. I get why you are doing a comparison there. I get why you would say Beyonce is the, I guess, the more popular, the better artist if we're talking about, you know, popularity and things of that nature. I get that. But with that being said, wouldn't you want her to have an attitude of a Killer Mike? Wouldn't you want her to get rewarded naturally and not get a participation award? Because I'm going to tell you right now, participation awards are for people who can't get it on their own. They have to be given handouts. Beyonce does not deserve handouts. That is the ultimate disrespect to Beyonce, is to give her a handout award. And that's exactly what's going to happen the next time she gets, well, not the next time she gets an award, but when they actually finally do give her an album of the year. It's going to be a handout award. It's not going to be because they truly believe that her album, whenever it drops, her next album, it's not because they truly believe that this is the greatest album of this year, whenever that year is. It's because of what Jay-Z said in 2024 at the 2024 Grammys. It's the optics of, because of what Jay-Z said at the 2024 Grammys, we don't want to look a certain way, and therefore we're going to give her that reward. And it also has other implications on other black female artists, because, again, if we're talking about the 25-year gap between the album of the year category when it comes to a black female artist winning, they're probably just gonna reward some random black woman that a lot of y'all listening are like, she did not deserve that reward. But again, if they're going to capitulate to optics and peer pressure, they're just gonna start giving folks participation awards. And I don't want that for my people. I don't want that for anybody, to be honest with you. I think it's whack. But, you know, it's a thing. It's a thing. It's a thing that's not going to stop. We see it happen. We see people who get those rewards and just pretend like, oh, my God, I'm so humble to the fact that I'm going to say so-and-so deserved this reward. I see through all that BS. I ain't going to say names, but there were a couple folks who beat out Beyonce during the Grammys with that very category that Jay-Z brought up. And they put on this act like they were just so, oh, my God, get out of here. I ain't buying it. I'm not buying it because you still took the reward. You still got up on stage. If you truly felt that so-and-so deserved it, you'd be like, I'm not even going to get up on stage and accept this award. So give me that. Don't give me that BS. That's all I'm going to say on that part and part right there. No disrespect to that artist, though. And I'm going to just say it's Adele. No disrespect to Adele. No disrespect to someone else. I'm forgetting their name that felt that they wanted to. Oh, my God, Beyonce should have gotten it. Because this has been a thing for some time. But again, if you truly felt that way, you wouldn't have accepted the reward. Simple as that. I don't care about, I'm just being classy. Being classy is not putting on some showmanship for someone like Beyonce. Beyonce don't need that for her self-esteem. Beyonce is great. She's been great. She doesn't need a Grammy to tell her that. She doesn't need any award to tell her that. She's been that. You can see that if you're actually paying attention to Beyonce. But speaking of awards, I want to go back to a point that I made before. You're either going to be anyone listening, whether you're a Jay-Z or not, these are the mindsets that you're going to have to. Not all three. You have to choose between one, because when you choose between one of the two, I mean, two out of three or all three of them, you just make yourself look like, you know, a walking contradiction. You're either going to beg white folks to give you rewards. And you know what comes with that. Rewards that you probably that mean nothing, that you probably didn't deserve, to be honest with you, or they just gave it to you just to keep you to be silent. You're either going to do that, or you're going to value white people's opinions so much so that you disregard the black award shows that do give you album of the year or do give you a high praise for whatever reasons. You're either going to do that, or you're going to take the stance of, we don't need them. They need us. But also, let's start to value our own award shows. Let's build our own, you know, whatever. And I know there's people that's going to be like, oh, you can't build your own Grammys. Me, 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 me. Anyways, let's do our own thing. Let's value our own greats because we know who's great. And we don't need them to tell us who our greats are. We don't need them to tell us who deserves what because we know. You can't flip-flop between the three, and you definitely can't be all three. Now, one and two, as I named, those two are almost synonymous. Almost. But I feel like people who have the mindset of valuing the white people's word, they wouldn't want to be in the same category as they would not want to admit to wanting handouts. They or wouldn't want to be thrown in the same category as folks who simply just want handouts from white folks. But you can't be someone who is praising black empowerment or talking black empowerment, talking about our power that we have and pulling that power and, again, doing our own thing. You can't be that, but then go to these white award shows and actually give two Fs about whether they care or not, or, again, value them to the point where you are begging for a handout, essentially. Again, I'm not. I think what Jay-Z did was honorable. And like I said, statistically, he was right in a sense that it does look crazy that someone who has won the most awards. Crazy and somewhat crazy. Let me put it that way. That someone who has won the most awards at this award show has never won it in the category of album of the year. But that is happenstance. That happens. There are athletes who have phenomenal stats in certain categories or just phenomenal stats in general and have never won an NBA championship. Or a championship in whatever sports. Jay-Z, you're a sports guy. You know that. Other people that I've heard talk about these things are sports people. They know this. So that's something that is bound to happen. You could be super great and get all these awards and all these other things, but never win X, Y, and Z. There might be folks who never get MVP in their sport. Again, going on the basis of sports again. But they win awards and all these other things, right? And yet they have a career and seasons within their career that says that this person performed so well, they could have been the most valuable player of said season, yet they never got that reward. Not that season, that they performed very well, or just ever. Things like this happen, is what I'm saying. How you respond to it is what I'm most concerned about when it comes to black folks. Again, famous or not, how we respond to it as a community is what I'm concerned about. Not concerned about the rewards. I'm concerned about how we respond to it. Are we going to now beg for them to give us rewards? Because now it becomes empty. It's an empty gesture. Are we going to work for it? If we are going to care so much about what they think, are we going to at least work? For are we at least going to continue to work and show out like Killer Mike did? Are we going to take the stance of we don't need them because we got us and we know us better than they know us or anybody knows us? We know our greats. We know what they deserve and who deserves it. So that's just my stance on the situation. I didn't intend for this to be this long, but I mean, it is what it is. I had to get my thoughts out. And I did. And I believe I did for the most part. So this has been another episode of the My Two Cents podcast. If you've been subscribed here long enough, you know sometimes I just got to come out during a free moment during one of the days and upload, you know, my thoughts on something related to the music industry or just happening within the entertainment world as far as music. So this is nothing new if you are, you know, a subscriber. If you are new here, I do this from time to time. You know, the aspect is music reviews and just thoughts about, you know, what's going on within the industry. That's what I do here. So, yeah. Anyways, until next time, until next episode, if you haven't listened to the review for Jesus's Martinez's EP, Back to the Basics, please listen to that review. And, of course, check that EP out if you have it. And check out any other episode that you haven't listened to. And check out the various reviews that I mentioned on here. Because everyone that I named, from Jay-Z, Beyonce, Janelle Monae, Leanne LaHavis, even Lauryn Hill, I haven't done a album review for Lauryn Hill, but I've talked about her. But, you know, names that I've named on here, they've gotten reviews or if they've been discussed on this podcast before. So if you want to know more of my thoughts on those various artists and their music, please listen to those episodes, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. Links in the description box below, the way to contact me and support. And I am out. Later.